Stargazer time. Our weekly look at what's happening in our dark island skies, as well as what's happening in the massive universe around our very small planet. As usual, we turn to Christopher Phillips for his expertise on both topics. Aloha, Christopher. Welcome back. What do you have for us this week?
Hey, Dave. It's good to be here. So this week, stargazers, look out for Venus and Mars in the evening sky. Venus will be the brighter of the pair and will set at around 9 p.m., followed by Mars at around 10:15 p.m. The moon this week will begin to wane, meaning a return to perfect stargazing conditions at the weekend.
And I gather that you have some holiday-related material this week for us about the mystery of the Christmas star.
Yes, it's a mystery that has endured for over 1,000 years. It's the mystery of the Christmas star, or as it was most commonly known, the Star of Bethlehem. In the Christian religion, it is the astronomical phenomena that apparently guided the Magi on their journey across the desert. There have been many theories as to what it was, and some of them may just be scientifically plausible.
So what kind of phenomena could have created the star?
Well, high on the list is a planetary alignment. These occur quite often, and they involve the brightest planets we can see, namely Venus, Mars, Jupiter, and Saturn. If any of these were close together, it would look quite dramatic and extraordinary from Earth.
And what else could have done it?
Well, it's also possible that a bright comet passing near to the Earth could have been visible in the skies for quite a long time. But my favorite theory is the death of a star, a supernova.
And I always thought we needed a telescope or something like that to see it. Could we have made that observation without that kind of equipment?
Absolutely, we could have, especially if it was a relatively nearby star that exploded. And in fact, in 1054 AD, Chinese astronomers viewed a massive stellar explosion that created the Crab Nebula in the constellation of Taurus. Amazingly, this supernova could have been visible for weeks, and it would have easily been the brightest object in the night sky by a long shot.
And do you think something like this could happen again?
Indeed. Supernovae occur about once every 100 years in our galaxy, and if one happens nearby, it will be visible to everybody on planet Earth. And the best thing is, you won't need a telescope to see it.
Nice one around the holidays. Appreciate it. It's Christopher Phillips. Thank you very much.
You are welcome, Dave.
And I'm Dave Lawrence. We will catch you next week for Stargazer.